So three stories is what Woody and I are going to share with you here. Hopefully you'll learn a little something, probably most likely what not to do in life. But all three stories are true, and they could have happened anywhere all over the globe, but one of them happened in Florida. That's the one you need to spot, because Florida, you know, consistent with the crazy. So spot the Florida story to win at 844-4WW-SHOW, and Woody will kick it off with story number one.
Story number one is about speed limits. And in your mind's eye, what do you think is a safe speed to travel above the speed limit before a cop would pull you over? Because I think everybody's got a different number in your head. Wilcox, what's your number?
I would think 5 miles is safe.
5 miles is safe,
maybe
Chelsea?
Maybe 5 to 10.
I say 10.
10 is safe? Okay. I bring it up because cops pulled over a car in this particular state for doing 2 miles an hour under the speed limit. Just so happens that they found 500 pounds of marijuana in this car. And the reason we're talking about it on It Happened in Florida is a judge says that the 500 pounds of weed cannot be used as evidence because the cops did not have a good enough reason to pull the car over. That 2 miles an hour under the speed limit is an unreasonable search.
No probable cause.
No probable. Exactly, Chelsea. Exactly.
I've been pulled over before.
They said that the cops in their report said that when they saw the driver go by, they found him to be sitting too rigidly in his seat. And that's why they pulled him over, for doing 2 miles an hour under the speed limit.
Sounded like you said he was seated too rigidly.
That's what the cops said in their report.
Posture's too good. Must have drugs.
And he's doing 2 miles an hour under the speed limit. Gotta be a druggie. Let's bust him. Judge says that's not going to fly. Is it in Florida where the cops will bust you for doing 2 miles an hour under the speed limit?
Story number two has to do with a video that has now gone viral. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but it's the video of the dude riding on the hood of a speeding car down the interstate. Has anybody seen this one yet? Because it's been viewed more than a million times in the last, I don't know, 24 plus hours.
Is he the one where he's talking on his cell phone while he's doing
yes!
it? Yes, I've seen
yes!
that.
Wait,
there's a guy on the hood, not on the top.
Yes, correct. Or the bonnet, as they say in England. A man was spotted riding on the hood of a car barreling down this particular interstate at speeds over 70 miles an hour, talking on his phone. Multiple people obviously caught video of it on their own phones. Many people called 911. One driver said, quote, the guy was just on the hood talking on the phone, looking left and right. Didn't look like he was alarmed or phased or anything. He was just chilling like nothing was weird, end quote. A 43-second video has now been viewed well over a million times as it's gone viral, obviously.
Was this set up?
The woman driving, and by the way, it was a Mercedes-Benz C300. I don't know why that matters, but she's driving. He's on the hood. They're going over 70 miles an hour. Both of them on the phone. Probably to each other. Don't know. Holding onto the hood with one hand and holding onto a handset of a phone with the other. And by the way, police responded and never were able to find them. But no one showed up as being injured at a hospital, so they believe that he survived whatever the situation was, and they still don't know who or why. Was it Florida is the real question at 844-4WW-SHOW. Woody's got the third and final.
Third and final story has to do with playing a game and taking it seriously. In this particular game, in story number three, is a game called Tag. And it's adults playing, isn't it? Is there a movie out mm-hmm. right now?
Cole Beans talked to us about it.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. I bring it up because this is a real life version of it, where this particular woman flew 4,000 miles to the UK just so that she could tag her friend and say, you're it, before returning to the airport and flying 4,000 miles home to America. Chelsea, waste of time or
loose time, I believe is the expression.
And money.
And money.
Focusing all your energy on tagging someone.
She flew in that morning to her friend who was having a christening for his niece, hid out as a gardener, then was there for the pictures, ran up to her friend, tagged him, said, "You're it," laughed, took a cab back to the airport and flew home. They didn't talk. They didn't hang out. And she flew 4,000 miles. Lose time. Lose money. Lose morals. Is she from Florida? Where the woman's like, "Yeah, I got some time. I feel like sitting on a plane for 8 hours. Then tagging a man and then sitting on a plane for another 8 hours. Is she from Florida? You be the judge at 844-4WW-SHOW. Bryce is up first to try and solve our quiz. Bryce, all three stories actually happened. Which one went down to the Plywood State?
It's got to be three.
Story number three. No, I'm sorry. It is not three. The woman who's from Atlanta, Georgia, Chelsea, are you familiar with it? I don't know what's going on with Atlanta. Flew all the way over to Scotland to tag her friend who she met a couple of years ago on a cruise, scream, "You're it," and then flew back to Georgia. 50-50 shot going out to Joe. Joe, can you solve our quiz?
Yeah, I'd have to say it was number two.
Story number two.
Crazy down in Florida.
Yes, that's a fact. You got it.
That's right. They were driving down I-95. You may be familiar with it. Runs the entire length of our east coast of these United States of America. And well-traveled. Not if you're going to start riding on a hood of a car, probably where you want to start. But that's what this guy was doing. And I'm trying to tweet out the video if you haven't seen it yet, but I'm sure you'll find it on your own as well.
And be careful of the cops in Fargo, North Dakota. If you're sitting too rigidly and driving 2 miles an hour under the speed limit, they'll pull you over and steal your weed.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.